It's a proper thing for a person to make an effort to daven in shul and also with a minyan. Even if he could put a minyan together at home, but lachatchila should try to make it in the shul. Vim hu onus, she'en yochel over the basic nesses, the person has some type of onus that he cannot make it to shul, then he's yuchavin mispadl b'shosha tzibl mispadlim. He should at least try to find out what time the davening in shul and daven at the same time. And more adds within bnei odom adorim the yeshuvim bein lem minyan and komokim yispal shachas vows bisman shetzivim yispal. The same thing, if a person does not have a minyan in his village, he should daven at the same time at the tzivah in the nearest bigger town davens near tefilas. Says in the Chaba, v'chein im nenes v'lo yispal b'shoshe yispalu atzibu v'lo yispal b'yochad afa b'ken yispal b'basic nesis. Another thing is a mile of davening in a shul. So if for whatever reason you don't have a minyan and you can't go to a shul, there is a proper thing to go out of way to go to shul. If there are various shuls, so there's a mile of roiv om to daven in a larger shul. If the one that is roiv om is not organized properly, you can't tell the chazan, then come upon. You should go to a shul that is, you could daven properly and have proper kavon and hear the chazan, even though it's an expense of going to a smaller minyan. A person that can make a minyan in his house, like we said before, still better to go to a shul that has the full tzibur over there. He also points out something that he said in his time, a lot of people thought the main thing to go to shul is to hear the Kaddish and Kedusha. They weren't makbid to start Shemoneh Esrei together and daven Shemoneh Esrei together. So he says, Tfilas HaTzibah means Shemoneh Esrei together. So a person who davens longer than everybody else should start earlier so that he should be able to start the Shemoneh Esrei together. It says if a person davens early because the Tzibah on Shabbos is davening after the Zman Tefillah, he still, Lacha Tefillah, should come back to the shul for Musaf, because at least that he will get it together. And as it says, if a person is onus, then he doesn't have to come to the shul. So, what's the get of onus? So Mishnah Berurah says, from the Magen Avraham, it doesn't have to be fully sick. Even if he's very weak, even though he's not halachically sick, that's enough of a reason not to be required to come to shul. If a person misamits anyway, then he gets tremendous schar. But once again, it's not bichlal, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about over here. If he'll come to lose money by coming, the mispal b'tzibur is also allowed to stay home. But if it's only by staying home he's going to lose that revach, then he should go to the tzibur. So, once again, if he may lose his business, then that's a p'tur. But to make more money, he wants to get a new deal, that already is not a reason not to daven in a minyan. Then Mishnah Berurah brings a ma'aseh, so the Zalman, the Rav of Hamburg, that he was on the way to shul with his tallis and tefillin, and a person wanted to sell him some precious stones, and he wanted him to go with him, and this Rav said that, please wait for me to come back from shul. In the meantime, this guy sold it to somebody else. So he lost out a tremendous deal, which he could have made a lot of money. And it says that this tzaddik was tremendously full of simcha, that he was able to show how choshev tefillah b'tzibur is from him. It's worth more than all that profit that he could have made.